Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking grass-fed beef with Cameron Brett. We're back with Cameron in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
You'll sometimes find it in a farmer's market. Oftentimes you'll find it in a natural food store. We're talking about the option of grass-fed beef. There's various levels of grass-fed beef. Some cases, grocery stores will talk about an animal that lives two-thirds of its life on pasture or range conditions, and the final third of its life on grain. They say that's mostly grass-fed. Then there's other animals that are marketed and targeted to the consumer as never being on grain at all. And according to those that are supporters of grass-fed beef, they claim it's better for you. They say that it tastes better, and they offer anecdotal taste tests to prove that. Cameron Brett is with JBS. He says he has no problems with specialty beef products like grass-fed, but he says it is concerning to him when one segment of the beef business is trying to throw another segment of the beef business under the bus.
This is that, in my view, that shorthand that people are looking for. They're looking for that simple solution. They're looking for some sort of bell or a whistle. Is it natural? Is it grass-fed? Now, this is a great opportunity for us as an industry. Don't get me wrong. It's a great marketing opportunity. It's a great way to get premiums for certain types of products, and that's all well and good. But can we somehow promote those products without vilifying the great work that we're doing in other areas of agriculture? And that's what gives me concern. If a person chooses to have grass-fed, then we probably need to be thinking about how do we get some grass-fed supply, because that's what they want. But we also need to construct a narrative that that's just basically a choice based on maybe taste or quality or things of that nature, but it's not about good versus evil or bad versus good. I think anyone who is involved in American agriculture is producing wonderful products that people should enjoy, and they should also be choices in the meat case as there is in the grocery store, whether that's grass-fed or conventional. But I certainly don't subscribe to the notion that grass-fed is better or, frankly, that conventional is better. I just think they're different production systems that create different types of products that people can enjoy.
Is a fair argument for these type of things? One practice is less sustainable than another?
It depends upon your operation. You can certainly identify in the continuum of sustainability practices that are more sustainable than the other. But that's not a blanket statement. It'd be very difficult to say that in all instances, this practice is more sustainable than this other practice. You have to look at the geographical region that you're located in, the challenges of that particular ranch. You've got to look at the water table. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. You know, raising grass-fed beef isn't easy. You just don't put these cows out in the grass and come back 2 years later and you have this great grass-fed beef. There's a science to it. It's foolish to think that you can simply say one process is the solution to all of these challenges, because it's not. It's individualized to that operation.
Cameron Brett of JBS. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.